This is called El Chapultepec. And earlier, Sean read one that was like punk rock saved my life. And I could write that poem too because it's true. But then I like discovered jazz, and I used to go to this club down in Denver called the El Chapultepec, and just had some really amazing experiences listening to jazz. And so this poem, Chapultepec, I don't know if you guys know, is a park in Mexico City, and it means grasshopper hill in Aztec, or the Nahuatl, I guess. So I wrote a poem sort of like after the conquistadors came and Cortez sort of kicked Moctezuma's ass, and that the Aztec gods had nowhere to go and they fled and were homeless until they found this jazz club, the El Chapultepec, and they came back. So that's what this poem is about. Naming the joint the El Chapultepec was in itself a kind of invocation. The mere utterance of the syllables Chapultepec, like incense gyres once snaked daily to god nostrils from wick wick wacky Tenochtitlan, city of floating gardens. Like incense gyres snaking into cielo azul in tiempos viejos, the once great pantheon had smugly gazed down upon a trembling populace, sparing the rod of earthquake, fire, and pestilence for the small price of hearts ripped out, writhing in noonday sun. Children playing games aloof under temple walls, festooned with racks of skulls. Who'd have thunk Cortez, mere man, mere mortal, could have overturned the tables of the gods? An entire pantheon rendered impotent, their castrator a wanderless buffoon, stumbling into the infamous epitaph, he who turned gods into astral vagabonds. Had anyone been watching the sky vigilantly and with great patience, they would have seen them, languorous hitchhikers, shivering centuries on end, wrapped only in rainbows, huddling under Milky Way viaducts, searching for a new solar system, until a beckoning to a strange new home, a flashing neon sign reading live jazz flashed. Beboppery blew its invocation across the stars. Chapultepec, scaboodily bop, scandiferous plop, Chapultepec. 20th and Market, Denver, Colorado town. Chapultepec, Chapultepec, Chapultepec. Calling the wind god, Ehecatl, to gather tempests and lungs of sax men. Tolls, Charlucci, and Nance to rush gale force improvisations down mountains of mind, blowing black storm clouded hearts into infinity turquoise sky gliding, calling Quetzalcoatl, plume serpent, god of learning and priesthood, to give a little lecture. Sax man Billy Toll's eyes closed to take notes. Joe Keel's dancing ivory keys tracing the history of hearts, outlining the science of tenderness, postulating the algebraic mosaics of lust and fire, calling Tonikatakutli, creator god, to bestow unlimited creative vibes. Kenny Walker's bass probing along maps of infinitude, a tumultuous spilling of spume, spray, and roar, veritable waterfall of sound. Kenny Walker never leaving the bandstand except for those midnight peck kitchen raids, burritos, tacos, tamales, chicharrones, their taste irrelevant. More importantly, fueling more bass and more bass and more bass. Nat Yarborough's whirling drumsticks dividing time into the very increments, those feathered increments that grant the gift of flight. I am speaking of men who can lift an entire audience into soul flight. An entire audience lifted collectively into soul flight can soar home above all the misgivings, perturbations of their lives. Every night, I see these crazy jazz cats soaring home, rainbow-colored wings and minds aflame with energy, an energy that can only come from the heavens. Chapultepec, Chapultepec, Chapultepec.